Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. You thought it was long gone, but I'm here to tell you that the fine art of letter writing is not dead. Pen pals live on. And I'm sure the VPR Cafe was not the place you thought you'd learn about that. Here to explain it all to us is Melissa Passanen. She's a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
So nice to be here, Rick. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about something called the Farmer Correspondence Program that's been happening for a number of years and is still happening. So tell us about that.
So this is a program run by the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont, NOFA Vermont. Basically, I describe it as a farmer pen pal program. It's part of their community mentor program. And its goal originally, that umbrella mentor program, was to help farmers connect to their communities, to help build a genuine understanding of agriculture in Vermont, of the role farming and farmers play in the landscape and the economy. And specifically, the correspondence program is building on the idea, I mean, if you grew up or have kids in the school system in Vermont, you know they take seasonal field trips to sugar houses, apple orchards, pumpkin patches, which is all good and fine, but they're not necessarily sort of making that connection. So this is to build a deeper, more meaningful, longer-term relationship between kids and farmers, help them understand where their food comes from and who is growing it. And it basically takes place during winter and spring, which traditionally is a quieter time for many farmers, and they write letters back and forth, super sweet, and then it often culminates in a late spring, very early summer field trip to the farm, you know, toward the end of the school year when things are actually starting to grow on a lot of produce and that kind of farm.
How'd this get started?
So it was started under the, as I mentioned, the umbrella of the Farm to Community Mentor Program. About 10 years ago, this particular program was started by Scout Proft. She piloted it. She's a longtime NOFA Vermont member and a farmer, Someday Farm down in East Dorset. So she sort of started working with four different farmer classroom pairs. And she said the idea kind of came to her because she had so many customers at her farm stand and through her CSA who really wanted to connect their children in, as I mentioned, a meaningful way with farmers. She mentioned also that she thinks it's great for farmers. It's a wonderful learning opportunity for farmers, too, she said to me.
Well, what are the kids learning from this?
Well, as I said, there's the big umbrella, like making the connection with farmers, understanding agriculture. But for kids, and this is mostly grade school kids, it's going to be more tangible than that. And the teachers are very creative, making it work within their curriculum. So in Burlington, I spoke with a teacher who has figured out a way to put it in their land and water unit. And then in Hardwick, and we'll talk a little bit more about them, they talk about it in context of plants and roots. And in Starkesboro, they have all sorts of science and writing and even history connections with the farm that they work with.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor Melissa Passanen. We're discussing a program that connects farmers with people in their communities. Melissa, how has this program changed through the years?
So the program hasn't changed so much, although each farmer classroom teacher pair makes it work for them and their students, of course. But what has really changed is sort of the broader context. Abby Nelson, who I spoke with at NOFA, who's the Food Systems Education Director, said, you know, in the last 10 and especially 20 years, there's been an evolution of agriculture education and ag literacy. There are so many more great regional organizations working in this area. Food Connects down in Brattleboro and Northshire Grows in southwestern Vermont, Green Mountain Farm to School in the Northeast Kingdom. We have statewide programs like Open Farm Week, the Vermont Breakfast on the Farm, Agriculture Literacy Week. She said this is all stuff that wasn't happening 18 years ago, referring to when the community mentor program first started. And there are many more ways for children and adults to sort of learn where their food comes from. There are also some changes in terms of farmer time. We now have much more year-round food, even vegetables. And so farmers don't have as much of a downtime in winter and spring. And also, as everyone knows, many more demands on teachers in the classroom. That all said, there are still wonderful examples of this program. It continues to go strong.
How is the program supported?
over the last 10 years, Abby told me they've averaged about 80 classroom farmer pairs a year. It's not a big budget program, but there are a couple key pieces of it. There are mentors who help support the different farmer teacher pairs, and they receive a stipend. And also, really importantly, farmers who participate can receive a stipend. It's not going to, you know, pay for a vacation in Bermuda, but it's a nice acknowledgement of the time. Farmers put in a lot of time, so it's a good thing. And various farmers told me they really appreciated that. And NOFA actually raises funds for the program, and in some cases it's regional, like in Addison County, the Middlebury Food Co-op supports any field trips, and those are also things that schools can apply for funding for.
Can you read a few letters for us?
Sure. I had a really fun time going to visit a classroom in Robinson Elementary School in Starkesboro. Ruth Beecher's third and fourth graders were very generous to let me come in and chat with them and watch them. And they had a special visitor that day, Eugenie Doyle, who's the farmer at Loist Resort Farm. She also happens to be a children's book author, which is a little extra bonus. And she wrote a book that's actually inspired by the program called Sleep Tight Farm, published by Chronicle. So she was there, and I got to see the letter she had written the students in January, where she explained that she and her husband, who run the farm, one of their children, is no longer a child, Silas, 30, joined his parents, and he is now the boss. And she wrote to the students, "Silas is a good boss, especially when he agrees with what I want to do." I thought that was so funny, and the kids did too. And then she told them about how they'd been excavating for some drainage, and they uncovered some Abenaki arrowheads. And then I watched some of the children write back to her. And so there were three boys working together. And this is just a fragment of what they wrote. They had this lovely long letter. They wrote, "How many cats do you have? Do you have a dog or more? Where do you cross-country ski? Do you get frostbite? Do you plant pumpkins?" It was just so lovely. And Eugenie said that she loves being connected in this way to the local schools and just feels really that it helps her see who she's growing things for.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
I so appreciate the opportunity, Rick.